When you douse milk on your morning cereal, think of guys like Dean Hibbs.
Let's go find him. Watch that hot wire.
Lately, Hibbs has been on a breakneck drive to breed more cattle. He hasn't had a day off in weeks. He says cows in heat wait for no man. Hibbs leads the way past a lineup of switching cowtails.
Here's our first cow right here.
He's looking for the hot cows, the ones in heat.
So then I put my hand in her... Probably not going to put this on the radio, but... And then the tricky part is threading the AI gun through her... Because you have to get it past the... And then deposit it in her... Piece of cake. Done deal.
Looks like you've done this a time or two, Dean.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. These are my girls. I made them.
Hibbs is working some dangerous long weekends. The reasons for this extra business is close to home and on the other side of the world. Here in the USA, strong demand for cheese-smothered pizza and Greek yogurt is increasing demand for dairy. While thousands of miles away, China's growing middle class and insatiable demand for dairy and beef is jacking up demand even further.
$26 for 100 weight of milk is incredibly high. We've never seen it, ever. No, the dairymen have never had this price, this milk price. You know, and it's a great thing because they've lost money continuously for the last 10 years, you know, so they can build some equity.
But he adds, it's not all good. Another reason for the increased demand is the misfortune of his neighbors to the south. Drought in California and Texas means farmers there are reducing their herds or going broke.
Yes, it's good for us, but unfortunately what's good for us has been bad for some other people, and that bothers me.
With all this milk and beef shortage, Hip says he's breeding herds now that he's never bred before.
Okay, so I coat her on 15 different traits.
All the romance happens right here. Hibbs walks around a large concrete pen of dairy cattle. He creates an online profile of sorts.
First trait is stature, how tall she is. She's a little short. I'm going to dock her for that.
Some cows score pretty high, like an 8 or 9 out of 10. Others, well, let's just say it doesn't sound very scientific.
She's weird. She's just weird. She's weird because she's just weird.
A big-boned Holstein turns her gaze back at Hibbs, regarding him past her roundish rump.
Don't take it personally, Bessie.
3 for dairy. A 3 for strength. She's not dairy and she's not strong.
All these numbers will be run through a computer full of pedigrees and stats. Then she'll be matched with a bull from Ohio. It's internet dating for cattle. The hope is the pair will throw the best possible female calf. That calf will be delivered by someone like Jose Hernandez. He's the herdsman of this dairy outside of Pasco. He leads me to a large shed. Pointing down at a still wet, shivering calf, he grins.
Yeah, a little bull calf. Money in the pocket.
Oh, he's cold.
Yeah, he's got it pretty cold.
Right now, little bulls like this are like gold on 4 wobbly legs. This crossbred little guy is worth about $260, more than twice the price he would have brought last year. But it turns out not everyone is sharing in the profits of this cattle rush. Francisco Carrillo is another herdsman at a dairy farm about 50 miles down the road.
Or the labor might not be that good because they have to milk more cows and for the same amount of money.
Still, farmers say the extra money is going to pay back loans, buy newer equipment, and stuff cash into savings. And they say they have to consider the uncertain future. For example, if China decides to quit American milk, that huge surplus might be dumped on the U.S. market. Dean Hibbs says many farmers are just a few bad years away from broke. To be in this business,
you gotta have some grit.
I'm Anna King, outside of Sunnyside, Washington.